Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And welcome to Long-Term Care Radio, and happy new year. It's 2020.
Yeah, new decade.
I mean, when I was a kid, 2020, I thought, God, I'm going to be like in my 50s. I'm going to be gray and probably dead, you know? So it was like, you couldn't even picture there.
This was the year they joked about and all the future parts of TV shows and movies.
Oh, yeah. Space Odyssey. I mean, oh, my gosh. Anyway, so, but you're tuned into Long-Term Care Radio. We appreciate everybody listening. And if you're new and a first-time listener, welcome. Long-Term Care Radio is a program where we come in every week and just talk about some of the issues and try to bring awareness around extended healthcare events, because it's probably the biggest issue that we're all going to face during our retirement years. And for those of you that are maybe living with someone in a long-term care situation, you know exactly what we're talking about. And I think that, you know, we've talked about this personally, is that, you know, experiences shape beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And we both have our own stories while we got into long-term care. And for me, it was watching my grandmother go through it, and she had long-term care insurance. And I really saw the benefit of what that long-term care insurance policy did, not only for her, but for my mother, and in return for me and for my kids, because my mom was kind of stepping up to be that caretaker. And when we turned on that long-term care policy for Genevieve, then my mom got her life back, which meant she could come spend time with me and she could be involved with my kids' life. So that is kind of my angle for it. And in the studio with me today is Madeline Lutch, our case manager. You haven't been here for a little while.
Yeah, well, there's lots of work to do at the office.
She's out on parole right now, so hopefully good behavior. We'll keep her out for a little while. But, for those of you that have been to our classes, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, the truth is you have a very powerful story to why you are so passionate about long-term care planning. And I want to talk a little bit about that, because we've got a big problem in this country. And I think when people think about long-term care, just me saying those words, long-term care, a lot of people out there, maybe you're driving, maybe you're at home listening to the show, you're thinking nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look on the internet, there's still, you know, advisors and magazine articles, and everybody will talk about long-term care as a nursing home event. Like, if you end up in a nursing home, it can be very expensive. You always see the quotes, $9,000 a month or $140,000 a year if you're in Boston or whatever it is, are always talking about nursing home. And the truth is, long-term care for the vast majority of people, 3 out of 4 people that start their long-term care journey start it in their own home. The vast majority of those people will never spend any time in a nursing home unless it's for hospice care, which is maybe the last week or two of their life.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, the reason why I bring that up is in this show this week is going to be dedicated to Becky up in Bellingham. And Becky sent us a question through our website at 525longtermcare.com. And Becky said, do all nursing homes accept long-term care insurance? That was just a pretty simple question, I thought, but at the same sense, when you peel the onion back, and I talked with Becky, really, it goes to show the bigger issue in this country is people are still thinking about long-term care as a nursing home event,
mm-hmm.
right? I end up in the nursing home, that's when my long-term care. What they forget about is that it starts at home, and it can be there for years before you get to the nursing home, and this is why you're so passionate about this, because as a lot of the listeners know that have heard other shows, and maybe the new ones haven't heard this, but you grew up with your mom in a long-term care situation, basically through all your high school years,
mm-hmm.
and you watched her pass away on the Medicaid system in a nursing home. But she was in long-term care home for years.
Oh, yeah. Almost 5 years. I mean, really, it starts slow, so you don't realize you're just doing the basic things, like, oh, mom needs help with laundry or cooking or, you know, the basic things around the house. And then after a while, it's like, oh, well, now we need to make sure someone's always at home. We can't leave mom alone.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets to the point where, we couldn't do enough to keep her in home, and she had to go into the nursing home. But yeah, I mean, it was.
And so for an outsider, they look at that situation, they see when your mom goes to the nursing home. So they're like, oh, Madeline's mom is in a nursing home now. Mm-hmm. She's in long-term care. What they didn't see was the 5 years prior to that where she needed assistance day in and day out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the truth of long-term care. The vast majority of long-term care situations are being basically people receiving care from their family members because that's how it starts out. And I read a really good article a few years ago. I was coming back on a plane trip, and I picked up this magazine, and it was talking about this lady, how she fell into a long-term care provider role for her neighbor. You know, she just went over, was checking on him. Pretty soon she was cooking meals. Pretty soon she was helping him with laundry. Pretty soon she was taking him to the doctor visits. You know, he was a single older gentleman. And she's like, all of a sudden it just kind of snuck up on me. And I realized I was a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
And how important that is to be prepared for that. And so today we're going to spend a little bit of time just talking about what long-term care is. I want to go back to the basics because I think so many people miss this point. They're thinking nursing home, they're thinking hospital, they're thinking end of life. And the truth is, the overwhelming majority of long-term care situations go on for years and they start out in your own home. And that's what we're going to talk about so you can have a better understanding of what that is. Now, we have our next class. The first class of 2020 is coming up on Saturday, January 18th at 9 a.m. And you're going to hear us talking about these classes because, again, it's just an extension of what we do on the radio here. We're going to bring awareness in. We're going to go through a little bit about what long-term care is, what it pays for, and, you know, the different types of programs, asset-based, traditional plans, you know, just all the stuff you need to know so you can really wrap your mind around the subject matter first. And then you can start planning. So we always want to start with education, and that's what the show is. And you can sign up for that class on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And that's where you're going to see a lot of information.
We have examples on there. I just updated some of those. So I was just looking through the website the other day. There is a lot of information on there, even information that we go through in the classes.
Yeah. And it's just a really good place because I know we have listeners, you know, up and down Bellingham all the way down, you know, south of Olympia. And I know that we have listeners that can't necessarily or don't want to drive to Bellevue. We understand that. We do the classes as a thank you for those people that are willing to take the time and come in. And I'm just one of those people. I like the classroom learning experience. And so that's what we do that for. But anyway, we only have one class in January just due to the holidays and our schedule and everything coming up. And so that, again, is Saturday the 18th at 9 a.m. The class is free. There's free parking. It's easy to get to. It's right off of the southeast 8th exit on 405. So regardless of your direction, you're going to get to that real easy. And just sign up. We just ask that you sign up because we're limited on our training room, number of seats that we have. And if you are signed up and you can't make it, just shoot us a quick email and we will open those seats up for somebody else. But again, all that information at 525 Long-Term Care. We're going to head into our first break, but stick around when we get back. Let's get into the basics of what long-term care is. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. Many people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Do not make that mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you will not become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay you back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has a long-term care planning class coming up January 18th. Seating will be limited for this first class of the year. So sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. It's a free class. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. And Zach, as we close out the year and look ahead to a crazy election year in 2020, what's the number one thing investors need to be aware of?
Dory, I'll tell you the same thing I told you when you and Suzanne became clients. Risk management. We're looking at 10 to 15 new prospective client portfolios every week. And I see two things. A, people are being far too cautious. Or B, people aren't being nearly cautious enough. And remember, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. We can take less risk, pay far less in fees, and increase our upside potential. And our free booklet, Common Sense Investing, will show you exactly how we do that.
Call Zach right now to get your free copy of Common Sense Investing, 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK or knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm's licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. And again, we appreciate everybody that's taking the time to tune in and listen today. First radio show of 2020. You know, we were talking about that this morning. We've been doing this for, we're going on 3 years this summer.
Yep.
Believe it or not. And just really appreciate, you know, everybody that listens. We get a lot of good feedback on this. Again, the question of the week, if you have a question for us, when you're on our website, right underneath the upcoming events where you sign up for one of our classes, you'll see Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission. Just click on that, send us a question, and we pick through those. And a lot of times we build a show around it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to spend a little bit of time just talking about what the basics, what long-term care is, because we got a question from a listener up in Bellingham, and this is from Becky. And Becky just wanted to know, do all nursing homes accept long-term care insurance? And the short answer to that is yes. Becky, in fact, believe it or not, there's still a few companies out there that offer a facility-only policy, which pays for care in a nursing home environment only. Now, I have never placed a client with that, and I don't think I ever will. I just don't, that doesn't make sense. And again, I don't even like talking about nursing home and long-term care radio, because I know there's people in the car right now, in and out, and what they're going to do is they're just going to hear that, and it's going to plant that seed. And what we're trying to say is it's just the opposite of that. People with long-term care insurance rarely end up in a long-term care situation in a nursing home. They will start out in their own home. They might go to an assisted living facility, but they rarely end up in a nursing home.
Yeah, it's designed to keep you comfortable in your choice.
Yeah, and we were talking about this earlier. So for like your mom, what's amazing about that situation, how people end up in nursing homes, the overwhelming majority of them, is very similar to what happened to your mom. You guys were taking care of her as a family. She ended up breaking her foot, what'd you say, twice?
Mm-hmm. And then ending up in the hospital, and that's what triggered her. I mean, if she hadn't, we probably would have tried to keep her home mm-hmm. for longer.
And that is just textbook.
Yeah, but Medicaid says, you know what, no, it's not safe for her to go home. She has to go straight from the hospital to a rehab facility, which is a nursing home.
Yeah. And so that's also part of my frustration out there. You'll hear a lot of attorneys and some different people saying, hey, you know, age in place, don't become a burden on your family and protect all your assets. And what they're really trying to describe this as is like Medicaid coming in and providing this level of care for you. Medicaid does not do that in the home environment. So for people that run out of money, they're going to be forced to spend all their assets down before Medicaid will pay for anything. And for those people that don't have assets to pay for care, they're going to end up going to the Medicaid system. Well, most likely the Medicaid system is going to warehouse them in a nursing home because they just don't have, you know, people ask me why it seems so expensive. It's like, no, think about this. You've got 200 people in one facility and you've got maybe 10 workers. Versus if I've got 200 people in 200 different houses across the neighborhood, I've got to have 200 workers to get there and provide care for them.
Yeah.
So it's really just a numbers game, and that's why Medicaid works that way. But ultimately, what we're talking about here is that the idea with a long-term care plan is I'm going to try to put a plan in place so that I can stay in control of my care options and age where I want to, which is in my home, which is fine, but that home has to be a safe environment, which means in a lot of cases, you have to have somebody there to help you transfer so that you don't fall down the steps and break your foot or break your hip mm-hmm. and end up in the hospital. And that's what they're always worried about. But let's talk about this for a second on long-term care. If we go out there and we just look up definitions, what is long-term care? The National Institute on Aging has a definition, and they say long-term care involves a variety of services designed to meet a person's health or personal care needs during a short or long period of time. These services may be provided free or for a fee. People often need long-term care when they have a serious ongoing health condition or disability. So that's just one of the definitions out there. You can look them up. There's a thousand of them. But in the long and short of it, what they're really saying is it's a wide range of services and supports. Here's what longtermcare.gov says. Long-term care is a range of services and supports you may need to meet your personal needs. Most long-term care is not medical care, but rather assistance with the basic personal tasks of everyday living, sometimes called activities of daily living or ADLs. Now, this is also the activities of daily living is what triggers a long-term care insurance plan. So they'll say when you hit 2 out of 6 of these, for instance,
you need help with them.
That's right. That's going to trigger a long-term care insurance on the physical impairment side or if it's a cognitive impairment. Neither one of these definitions really talk about cognitive, but cognitive can be standby, right? Mm-hmm. It's just for a safety issue. But what longtermcare.gov is saying is a wide range of services and supports. It is a wide range. The basic activities of daily living are transferring, toileting, bathing, dressing, eating, and continence. Now, let's just think about that for a second. Break that down. Transferring is just getting in and out of bed, in and out of a chair, up and down the hallway, right? Stability issue. Toileting is getting in and off the toilet, up and down by yourself. Bathing. That's pretty straightforward. That's a big problem for older people because of balance issues. And you have a wet surface or a wet floor. And so you see all those ads for those bathtubs where you walk in and you sit down and then you close the door and you fill them up. That's because bathing is very difficult for older people. They need some standby assistance because if you fall in the tub, it is a dangerous place to fall.
Mm-hmm.
So dressing, basic, you know, people think dressing, well, that was one of the triggers for my grandmother, dressing. You know, she, arthritis had kicked in. It was hard for her to button buttons, to tie shoes. She couldn't reach back behind her to hook her bra, just mm-hmm. basic things like that. Eating, preparing meals, cleaning meals, getting food into your system, and then continence. Those are the ADLs. So that's what triggers a long-term care situation on the physical impairment. If I have a long-term care insurance policy, I may not need help with all of those ADLs, but if I have a cognitive impairment, I need somebody to stand by me to help me because I don't make the right decisions. Maybe I'm cooking, but maybe I'm cooking with the microwave on high, you know, like I'm putting foil in it or something, mm-hmm. right? So that is your basic ADLs. Now, what people don't understand, there's a whole nother wide range of services for long-term care. And one of those, we're going to talk about those, what they call instrumental activities of daily living. So assistance with just everyday tasks, housework, you know, light housekeeping. A lot of people take that for granted, but there's a lot of people out there that just cannot maintain their home anymore. And my grandma got to that point where that was a lot of what my mom was doing was, you know, basic things like vacuuming and dusting and putting stuff away, doing laundry, managing money. People forget about things like this, right? How do I manage my finances, especially if I have a cognitive impairment? Right? That's something that bills still have to be paid, the utilities still have to be paid, the taxes have to be paid on the property. Who's managing that money? Taking medication, that's a big one.
You know, probably a very common one that's
it's often overlooked, the importance of it, because my grandmother would honestly just get to the point where she would, you know, take her pain medication, and 2 hours later she'd want more pain medication. And so somebody had to sit there and keep track of that. Like, nope, you've taken it. We don't want you taking too much or too little. So just medication is another one of those things. And preparing and cleaning up after meals, you know, the meal preparation itself, and the cooking, the cleaning, all those things that go besides just eating. People think, oh, well, I can feed myself, but, well, how does that food get prepared?
Well, and that's a big problem. I mean, that's why Meals on Wheels was such a big thing. It's because a lot of people, especially people that live alone, they become malnourished because maybe they're feeding themselves, but they're not feeding themselves very healthy food or nutritious
meals. They're eating bologna sandwiches every day because it's just easy. It's something that they can manage. They can't really manage the task of the cooking and the cleaning and the ingredients and all those things. Shopping for groceries, another one. You know, that was a big thing for my grandmother. She started out her long-term care journey at home, and before we turned her insurance on, that was one of the biggest things my mom did. She went over there every week and took her grocery shopping and literally went out and got a list of stuff that she needed. So just the basic things like that. And the list just goes down, you know, caring for pets. A lot of older people will have pets, but they can't really manage the pets. They can't walk them. You know, they can't get the dog out for the walk, things like that. So all of these services kind of go together, which is, you know, this is what we're doing for our neighbors or our family members. We're helping these people. Folks, this is what we're calling a long-term care situation. People are always thinking of it as a medical situation that requires, you know, there's a nurse there, there's doctors there. That's not it. The overwhelming majority of care is what we call custodial care, which is just helping our loved ones through the day with a wide variety and a wide range of services. And I can't stress this enough because, again, the people that will come into our office, a lot of them, if they've been to a class, they've listened to our radio show, they're somewhat educated, or maybe they've had a loved one that went through it. They know exactly what it is. They saw it. They started out. They fell into that role. Mom and dad weren't prepared, and they ended up giving up their lives and starting to have to juggle and make sure people were there to help them to do all these things. Well, that can go on for years. And if you're lucky, you have a plan. You can bring that help in. You can alleviate the pressure on the family members, but it also keeps you in control of your care options, and you avoid going to the nursing home.
Because you don't get to that point of you know, where you're that...
Help.
Yeah, exactly. You don't need that.
You just don't wake up
level.
There. Yeah, and that's the thing. So again, a lot of people just think I'm going to just miraculously wake up someday and end up in a nursing home, and I only need it for a year or two. It's like, no, there's going to be a long journey. There's going to be a long need for help. And so the quality of help that I have those years going on, like your mom, like you guys were providing for her ahead of time, the bottom line is that's the long-term care. That is the meat of the operation. The more support and the more help you have, the longer you're going to be able to stay in the place that you want to be, and the less likely you are to end up in a nursing home. So when we look at it, one of the statistics that I just love out there is if we look at 3 out of 4 people start their long-term care journey in their own home. If they have long-term care insurance, over 70% of those people are able to age in home. The vast majority of them that don't age in home end up choosing or moving to an assisted living facility or an adult family home. Very few, less than 1% will end up actually in a nursing home. Now, if we contrast that to people that aren't prepared and they end up in a long-term care situation, the overwhelming majority of them will depend on family, friends, they'll burn through their resources, and then when it gets to a point where their home is not a safe environment because they don't have enough support, that's when they will end up getting put into a nursing home on Medicaid. And so that's the thing. Age in place, stay in my own pillow, that's why we want long-term care. So again, the point of this whole conversation, I just want everybody to really think about this. Long-term care is mostly about services, a wide variety of services, but custodial care, helping us get through the day. It is not about ending up in a nursing home. It's about staying in my own home and being able to age in place because I have the support structure in place. We are going to take our next break, but stick around. When we get back, I got a client of the week, and I want to show you how we set up a plan that's going to protect the whole family. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the 3 worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. Many people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Do not make that mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you will not become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay you back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott, who's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has a long-term care planning class coming up January 18th. Seating will be limited for this first class of the year. So sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. It's a free class. You'll get a copy of Brian's book, too. 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
And welcome back, and thanks for tuning in again to Long-Term Care Radio. You just heard a couple of ads, and we've got a class coming up here on the 18th. That's Saturday, so that's our long-term care planning class. And the reason why we teach this class is because it gives you a great opportunity to just come in, sit down, learn about some of this stuff that we're talking about. I know it's hard on the radio because we're doing different things. We're driving around. You got distractions. And so come in, sit down in a classroom environment. We go through the material for about 45, 50 minutes, and then I answer questions. So we usually have it wrapped up by 11 o'clock every morning on those Saturday starts, which are at 9 a.m. So we usually 2 hours and we're in and out. But the best part about those classes, I think, without a doubt, is the questions that people ask.
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's really what makes it is, you know, you do the 40-minute presentation or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and then you open it up for questions. And, I mean, people share their stories. They piggyback off of other people's questions, yeah. and it just turns into a really great conversation.
That's exactly right. And then the idea is you'll get a book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. We're just printing up some new versions here for 2020. And that book is free. We don't sell that book. We don't give that book out. We just give it to the people that come to the class. It's kind of a thank you because, again, you'll hear my story. I was talking about this a couple weeks ago on the air. The bottom line is you have to be your own advocate. You have to do the research. And people will spend more time planning a vacation than they will planning their retirement. And long-term care is one of those things. A lot of people don't want to think about it. They won't talk about it. But I will tell you what, if you go to our website, 525longtermcare.com, down in the bottom right-hand corner, top-rated local, click on that, read the reviews. There's a common thread that runs through all those reviews, and the people are like, I am relieved.
Mm-hmm.
They know at the end of the day that this was the right decision, and now their biggest risk in their retirement years is taken care of. You know, it's mitigated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what we're trying to do. And what our job is to really show you and help navigate you, not to sell you a program, because we don't sell a program. We are an independent company. We work with all the carriers. Our job is to guide you to the program that's going to fit the best for your situation. And that could mean, you know, how am I going to pay into it? What type of funds am I going to use? Are there any tax breaks for me? Am I a business owner? We're going to help you design A, the plan, and B, the most efficient way to fund that plan. But it's not the same for everybody. And that's what I hate. There's a lot of people out there that will just, you call them up and they'll send you a quote for $3,000 a month of long-term care insurance for 3 years. I'm like, well, how'd they come up with that number? I'm like, I don't know. It's because they quote that same quote for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And they're not designing a plan specific for
you. That's right. We don't do that. And it's like anything in life. The more you have, the more assets you have, the more income you have, the bigger your family is, the more you have to protect. And that's what it boils down to. And let's face it. I mean, we get several clients that are single and they have plenty of assets. They could self-fund long-term care all they want, but they don't have to worry about family members or anybody else. But those people will still come in and put a plan because what they want is that team of professionals. Mm-hmm. They want that concierge service, the claims managers, the care coordinators, the people, the advocates that work for them. So there's all these factors that go in, and that's really what the class does and what the radio show, we're trying to bring some awareness. So if you have it and you sign up for our class, we're about half full already. So definitely get in there if you want to come to this one on January 18th. It's the only class we have for January. Now, this time of the show, at the bottom of the hour, excuse me, what we try to do is bring a client of the week, and we just kind of go over how we designed a plan and the thought process and the steps, and then give you a little bit of the facts on the numbers of the plan that we designed. And this week, our clients are Martin, who is 73, and Laura, who is 69. Now, kids, grandkids, and a brand new great-grandchild, baby girl, they are excited. They have a big family, and Martin was pretty much under the impression that he was going to self-insure. I mean, he's 73 years old. He's been told for years that he's too old to get long-term care insurance. Mm-hmm. He stumbled across us on the radio. He ended up coming to one of our classes. The light bulb went off, and he was just like, man, this is great. I didn't even know some of these programs that you guys talk about existed. And what I mean by that is that most people still think, I've just got to write a check every year for something I may or may not use, and it's going to be super expensive, and I may not qualify because of health, or I'm too old, and you have all these, ideas.
That are really misconceptions.
Yeah, exactly. And so Martin got a chance to come in. He went through our class. I mean, he had a very meaningful estate. On paper, when you look at the balance sheet, absolutely. You know, when you start seeing people with several million dollars, most financial advisors say, hey, you can self-insure. But Martin had this comment. He told his advisor, he says, look, I have enough money to self-insure, but that's what his advisor said. You have enough money to self-insure. You don't need to worry about this. And Martin's reply was simply to his advisors, look, I don't want to spend the money that I could be leaving to my family on caregivers or paying some facility. He goes, that doesn't make sense, especially when he found out about these new programs. So again, Martin is 73, Laura 69. They came in, they said, how do we protect our estate? Because if I'm self-insuring, the other problem you have is how much money do you set aside? Mm-hmm. Right? How much money do I really spend on my grandkids and my great grandkids, or versus keeping for an extended healthcare situation that may or may not show up down the road? All right. That's the risk of self-insuring. It's the same with self-insuring your house. How much cash do I have to have in the bank to rebuild that house? Is it going to be a little fire? Is it going to be a big fire? We don't know. That's why we get insurance. So Martin came in, we talked about it, we looked through their situation. What I always like to do in these estates where you start looking at people that they have real estate and retirement and they have some business interests, and I look at it and I say, okay, what is the first bucket of money that you're going to go to, so to speak, if one of you end up in an extended healthcare situation? And we usually are able to start there. And they had actually just inherited some money from a family estate. And so they were sitting on some cash that they just had in CDs. And Laura was like, look, we're not going to invest this money anymore. We've got plenty of investments. What we want, this was just kind of our bucket of money that we're going to set aside. We weren't counting on this, but hopefully we could leave it to the kids, is what we were thinking. So we went through all their assets and we start picking this through and kind of design a plan. Well, one thing that Martin really wanted, he said, look, I don't really want to make payments. I'm like, okay, we don't have to make payments. He goes, and I want a plan that ideally, if we don't use it for long-term care, that money's not wasted, that we're going to get some of that money back. And ideally, he goes, I would like us both covered for an unlimited amount of time. And I said, okay, let's check all these boxes. So that's what we did. We basically designed a plan that is going to provide a lifetime of benefits for both Martin and Laura for long-term care, should they both need it or either one of them need it. And if they don't need it, they're going to get their money back. And this is what we did. We took a single deposit of $362,000. We deposited that with the insurance company. Here's what they ended up getting out of that. They're each going to get $102,000 per year tax-free for long-term care. Now, let's veer off down a rabbit hole just for a second there. If I've got my own assets, whether it's just a savings account, I'm paying tax on that interest I gain every single year. If it's a retirement account and I go and I pull that money out, I've got to pay tax on that money as I pull it out. It's taxed as income. If I'm selling an investment or a piece of real estate, I've got to pay capital gains tax on it. Long-term care always comes back tax-free. It's like cash under the table. So $102,000, they can each pull out $85.50 a month for long-term care for as long as they need it. $8,550 per month per person. They're not splitting this benefit. So if they're both in a long-term care situation, they have over $17,000 of tax-free money to pay for long-term care. Now, they also get $17,000 for caregiver training. So should they want to train, go through training to help each other, or a family member wants to get trained to maybe administer medication, what have you, that's a benefit that this plan offers. And there's another ancillary benefit that will pay for medical equipment and home improvements. We're talking at the beginning of the show. You know, your mom fell down the stairs, broke her foot. Well, things like this insurance policy will pay for a stair lift.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll help pay for that stair lift or the wheelchair ramp or the grab handles or the adjustable bed or the intravenous pump, whatever I need to make my home a safe place to age in. So they're going to get all these benefits out for long-term care, unlimited lifetime, $102,000 per person per year, so $204,000 total every single year for as long as they need it. They will never run out of that tax-free long-term care benefit. But here's the best part about this plan. That $362,000 turns into $427,000 tomorrow, meaning if they never use it, let's say that they're on a plane crash and they both get wiped out, their estate's going to get $427,000 back. So this is that linked benefit that we talk about. I put money into the plan. I get it out tax-free for long-term care. Oh, and if I never use this plan and I pass away, I get $427,000 back tax-free. Now, think about it at their basic CD rates, $362. It's going to take it a while to get to $427, but that's not what they have. They've got unlimited long-term care. The $427 is just really designed to say, look, if you don't use it, we're going to pay the estate back. But here's something else. If we look at it statistically, about a third of the people that go on claim for long-term care situations die within a year. Their bodies just aren't healthy enough. So what if that's it? Just one of them go on claim and they only use it for a few months, and let's say they pull out, $25,000 out of this plan and that's it. Well, they're going to look at that $427,000 benefit, guarantee return. They're going to subtract any long-term care that was paid out, and they're going to give the difference to the estate. So that $362 turns into minimum of $427,000 in either long-term care benefits, tax-free benefit paid back to the estate, or a combination of both. So if someone uses $200,000 only of long-term care, the estate's still going to get $227,000 back because this policy guarantees $427,000 to come back. Folks, this is just a win-win, no-brainer, and there's so many people that don't know these plans exist. Now, think about what this did for Martin and for Laura. It freed up the rest of their assets. It gave them that mad money that they can now spend on grandkids, whether it's college tuition or trips to Disneyland with grandpa, whatever it is, right? That's what they get to do, and they don't have to feel guilty or worried about spending that money. Mm-hmm. This is a peace of mind. We simply took an asset that they already had. We took it out of one pocket. We put a bunch of features and benefits on it. We stuck it into the other pocket. They never lose a dime. In fact, that $360 turns into $427 if they never touch it. Well, that's a decent return because what that did is it bought them a lifetime of long-term care insurance. And here we're talking to a guy that has worked really hard to build up this estate, and he just summed it up. I don't want to pay for caregivers. I don't want to pay for nursing homes. I don't want to spend my estate down on that at the end of my life. I would rather use my estate to live and spend time with my family today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
fun money.
That's right. And that's what this plan is going to do. So again, lifetime benefit for two. They're guaranteed to get more money back than they put in. And that's what we do with the client of the week every week. If you're new to long-term care radio, is we talk about some of these new programs and the way we can design a plan. So we're going to wrap up, head into another break, and then stick around. When we come back, I got a little bit more information that I want to talk about on long-term care planning. We'll be right back to long-term care radio.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson with Lloyd, a client of 525 Advisors. Lloyd, tell me about the emotional impact and peace of mind you get from having a long-term care plan.
It's really nice to know that the worst-case scenario is that we'll be able to live in accommodations that we're more or less used to. I mean, my mother wound up on Medicaid, and that puts you in a really dire situation for your day-to-day needs and also for your, you know, being comfortable in having everything you need.
Yeah.
And so knowing that I'm not going to be in that, I guess the only way to say it, smelly situation.
Yeah.
It makes it much better to sleep. And then the best case scenario is that if we don't ever have to use it, our heirs are going to do fairly well with the life insurance part of it.
So yeah.
It's a win-win-win situation.
Oh, it is. And how was it working directly with Brian and Madeline?
Knew what they were talking about, spoke with confidence, and really seemed to have all the different options available to them. And they follow through, and afterwards, you know, after they sign you, they don't walk away and say, you know, thanks, see you later, you're done. They continue to stay in touch and keep you abreast of what's going on.
So how would you rate 525 Advisors and the service they gave you?
You know, on a scale of 1 to 5, I'd give them a 6. They're just so easy to work with, and Brian has so much patience, and he knows everything in and out about long-term care. He can answer just about any question you have. They take care of you from start to finish, walk you through everything, and then after you decide that it's right for you, they maintain a relationship and make sure that everything's going smooth.
Ah, that's awesome. Find out if long-term care could be a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started. You'll learn so much. You can register now at 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. And again, thanks for tuning in and Happy New Year to everybody. I still can't believe we're just, I'm relieved. We're talking about that, earlier. Let's get back to business.
Mm-hmm.
Get back to work.
Get back to the actual day-to-day schedule.
And it's such a great time for us. I know a lot of people, you know, we always want to get stuff done. And we have a lot of people, a lot of listeners, a lot of people that are in the process of trying to put a long-term care plan in place. And then we got the holidays. And I always just wonder how they came up with this. You know, you've got... You got Thanksgiving, and then, like, it was really short this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Christmas, New Year's, the end of the tax year for everybody. It's all jammed in that last week, and you got kids out in school. It's just crazy.
It's like two hectic weeks, really.
It really is. So I am glad, and I'm glad everybody is just hopefully sitting down with a cup of coffee just or going for a nice drive, enjoying Long-Term Care Radio. And again, my name is Brian Ott. I'm a certified long-term care planner over at 525 Advisors in Bellevue. Alongside me is Madeline Lutch, our case manager, which you will hear on the radio shows occasionally and see her in our classes. You're kind of the rainmaker getting things done. So
happy to be here, though.
Yeah, so it's good to be back. But we started the show off talking a little bit about, you know, what long-term care is. Again, I just think the big misconception out there for so many people is they just think it's this end-of-life event of nursing home.
They think of it more like hospice care, really, yes, than they do long-term care. You know, those two are, I think, are misconstrued.
Yes. And we've got really, you know, again, your experiences shape your beliefs. And so a vast majority of our clients, I think, have some experience in long-term care situations.
Yeah,
they've helped a family member go through it. They've watched it. They've seen what it does. There's just a lot of downsides to long-term care situations. We think of it from a financial point of view, and that's probably the most frustrating part for me is that when I'm designing a plan, like when we had the client of the week for Martin and Laura, you're sitting there saying, well, $8,500 a month, that sounds like a lot. Or somebody else will say, well, $8,500 a month, that only covers a nursing home today. Everybody's gets caught up on the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like there is no perfect solution. What we're saying here by having this plan is we have got a dedicated source of money to pay for care. Now, is $8,500 enough? It might be too much. It might not be enough. Maybe I end up in a special memory clinic that's $15,000 a month. But what I do know is that it's going to mitigate a big chunk of those costs. And for most people, $8,500 is going to be more than enough. It's going to help you bring in the support because, again, people think it's like end of the road in long-term care. And the truth is, maybe I just need a little bit of help like my grandma started out 2 hours a day, 3 days a week, 2 days a week, and then it went to three, then it went to four. And then you kind of ramp up over time, mm-hmm. and then maybe you move to an assisted living facility and you're spending $5,000 there, but the $6,000, $7,000, whatever it is. But the bottom line is you still have your other income. You still have your Social Security. You still have your retirement income. So the whole idea of long-term care plan is to pay for those above and beyond costs that a long-term care situation brings. And I think that a lot of people just really need to just open their eyes and look at the people that are getting assistance. About one-third of the people on claim today are under age 65. And that is an alarming statistic, but the overwhelming majority of those people get there from either an illness, like you know, cancer, aggressive type of cancer, mm-hmm. or from
accidents,
you know, Parkinson's disease. You're starting to see cognitive issues pop up a lot earlier, but about a third of the people are under age 65. Well, there's a big difference between 65 and 85, that 20-year block. And so that's where like these lifetime benefits for Martin and Laura come in, is that they know now, regardless of they get in a car crash tomorrow, they've got unlimited long-term care benefits. So the financial world, a lot of the advisors still say, well, it's just the last 2 years of your life. Maybe, you know, you might have 2 years in a nursing home. That's the average that you'll cover. But what they're missing out on is all those years before, where the majority of long-term care events start.
Exactly. And there's a lot of people in long-term care situations that don't even realize it. And there's a lot of caregivers that are giving people, you know, that custodial care that don't realize it because they just, it's just a normal, you know, I need to go help mom. You know, she needs help with housework today.
That's such a valid point, especially with cognitive impairments. What we're seeing is the averages on cognitives. I was reading a report from one of the insurance carriers saying, look, the truth is cognitive impairments are greatly underreported, the length of time that someone is cognitively impaired, because the family members, if your spouse is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, you're going to step up and take care of them. And mm-hmm. it's like taking care of a toddler. You're going to do it for as long as you can until you finally break. Then they might spend the last few years in assisted living or adult family home or special care clinic. But, you know, yeah, maybe a 5-6 year run before that. And so the idea is that long-term care is just that. It's in the word. It's long. Mm-hmm. It's usually a long-term situation. It is not a short 6 month stint. It's usually a long-term care situation. And that's what's so devastating. I want to go, you know, before we go today, I want to say, you know, let's just kind of sum up what long-term care insurance really does and why having a plan is so important. Number one, it's going to protect your assets and it's going to save you a ton in taxes. And it does this by providing that dedicated source of money to pay for care, which is tax-free. So that benefit that I get is tax-free. It's not going to my adjusted gross income line. I'm not paying taxes on it as I pull that money out. I get my $8,000 a month. That's the money I have that I can use tax-free to pay for care. It also provides access to a team of professionals. I can't stress this enough. When my house burned down when I was 10, they didn't just give us a sack full of cash. They came out with a clipboard. They got the inspectors. They got the permits. They rebuilt our house. They hired the contractors. They took care of it. They didn't say, oh, here's your money. Now go find a contractor and go get your permits and rebuild your house. They didn't do any of that. They took care of it. And that's what a long-term care insurance plan does. Some companies are better than others. I love the better ones that actually give you that claims concierge service, those case managers, those care coordinators, because that relieves stress from the family members, because these people know what the doctor's talking about. They know what the plan of care means versus me looking at a plan of care for my mom saying, I don't know what this is. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah. Or how do I find the right person
that's
to
right.
do this?
So you get those team of professionals. So that's another thing that people really forget. That alleviates a huge emotional burden on your family members because they have somebody else that knows how to guide you through that process as opposed to you trying to figure it out on your own with Google.
Exactly.
It protects your family. It's another thing. This is probably a big thing for me. It protects your family from the financial, the physical, and the emotional consequences. And I will just tell you this right now. The consequences from an extended healthcare situation happen to your family. People are worried about it, but they think of it from their own point of view. It's your family members that are giving up their lives if you don't have a plan to try to make those decisions and try to make sure that you get the level of care that you deserve. And I think lastly, just what we were talking about, you know, going back to like your mother's story, if you have a long-term care plan, really what it does is it keeps you in control of your care options. You now have A, the dedicated professionals to help you, but B, you have a source of income to pay for that care. And so I can stay in home, or I can move to the assisted living facility or the adult family home, but I'm in control of that. And that is probably one of the biggest things you just need to keep in mind. So you've pretty much burnt another hour with us. We appreciate it. Welcome to the new listeners out there to Long-Term Care Radio. We have a class coming up on January 18th at 9 a.m. Again, the class is free. You can sign up there at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com. And while you're there, you can get our podcast. So if you miss part of the show, click on the radio podcast button. And right next to that is a Start Here button, which walks you through kind of our whole process. So if you're not in a position where you can drive or you don't really want to come to the class, that's okay. Jump on our website. You're going to learn about these new programs, the asset-based versus the traditional, and be able to go through all those things at your own pace. And again, all our contact information is there too. We'll be back next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.